Sue Special.
Okay, I've got Jade and Tim in the studio from Jade Imagine. How are you guys?
Hello.
Hey, we're great, thanks.
We're really good.
How are you?
That's good. I'm good, thank you. Thanks for asking. And you guys have travelled all the way from Melbourne to Brisbane to launch your EP at the End Bar tonight, which is free. You don't get that often with touring bands, so that's wonderful.
Yeah, I don't know why we did that, but we were hoping that people would come.
It's a cool little bar.
to be blunt about it.
Make it easy.
The easiest possible. Yeah. I'll give you a free drink. No, I'm just kidding.
Whoa.
I probably won't. Don't say that. Yeah. I won't. Everyone will come and be, where's my free drink? you're being supported by Lowdive. Now, I've always wanted to know, with touring bands, do you go researching and pick the bands, or is it like a booking agent just said, here's a band?
I guess it's on a case-by-case basis, but I always try and get involved.
Yeah.
We do have a booking agent, but it's a pretty collaborative thing. Yeah, because there's so many awesome bands that I always personally want to play with, so I always try and like get those bands to play with me or us.
So you're keen to play with Lowdive. I haven't actually seen them yet.
Me neither. That's
well, you've got a good excuse though.
Yeah, I guess so.
And you're touring for your new EP, What the Fuck Was I Thinking? I'm censoring it for all our sensitive ears out there, which has been released on Milk Records. Tell us about how long has it taken from, you know, we're going to record this EP to actually getting it released. Is it a quick thing or a long thing?
I started writing the songs late 2015, and then we kind of started recording them through the first half of like 2016. Yeah, so it's been a little while now, I guess. Like a year from starting to now.
But that's not really very long.
No, that's not
considering
too bad.
Like starting writing songs and not having a band, not being a band.
Yeah.
To having a released thing, that's pretty good.
Yeah, I saw on Facebook the other week that we had our first band rehearsal a month ago today. A year ago today.
I was going to say a month. Yeah. Wow.
A year. Yeah. I mean, like...
We're really good.
Yeah. I mean, last month, a year ago. Does that make any
sense?
That's
pretty good.
Yeah. I'm just trying to confuse everyone out there, driving streets, driving to work.
That's okay. Like, they need that to keep them awake in the morning. Just confusion so they can wake up and not fall asleep while driving. There we go. And where did you record the EP?
We recorded it in a few different places. Some of the songs I recorded, like Stay Awake, was recorded with Dave Moody, who's Courtney Barnett's drummer, at his house in his bedroom with his drum kit, with one microphone.
Wow.
But then most of the songs, the other songs, we did with Tim, and we did it at my house. And
with more than one microphone.
With many microphones.
Yeah.
Carefully placed and tuned and things. And the hallway was the control room.
Excellent.
So we had to dodge the people coming in, share house, living.
All right. So you didn't kick them out for the day.
Cats. No. We just annoyed them all day for 14 hours or something.
That's great.
While we were tracking drums.
That's great. Well, it sounds... pretty great for a, you know, kind of a budget home job.
Totally.
So congratulations.
Yeah, hey,
it came out really good. And so how's the tour been so far? How many places have you played before?
This
now?
Is our second place. Last Friday we played in Melbourne and that was really fun. So this is the second show tonight. Yeah.
And what are you doing from there?
So tonight, the end, tomorrow night, we're driving up to Sunshine Coast and we're playing in Newmundi at this little, it's like a cafe during the day and then a bar type thing, BYO thing at night, and it's called Humdrum. It's in Newmundi, which is 5 minutes drive from where I went to high school.
Oh, excellent.
Pretty stoked about that. And then after that, we're going to Sydney.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
So you're originally a Queensland girl, are you?
Yeah. I grew up on the Sunshine Coast, but I was born in Ipswich.
Oh, shh. Don't tell anyone that.
No, I'm saying it loud and proud, man. It was okay. We lived in this nice little spot and there were it was good.
Yeah. That's all right.
It was a good vibe.
I was born in the Ipswich of North Queensland called Townsville, so, you know.
Yes. Oh, yeah. Man.
Townsville's great.
Got to be proud of where we come from. It's made us who we are.
That's true.
You got Magnetic Island up there.
Yeah, that's Magnetic Island is actually really great. Yeah. I haven't been there in over 10 years, though, so I feel really bad about that.
Yeah, get the guilt. Yeah. Not going back.
Oh, I've gone back to Townsville, but, you know, I have to do the relative thing, and then you have no fun time to actually go visit Cool Island, but one day.
Totally.
I am talking to Jade and Tim from Melbourne's Jade Imagine, who are playing at the End tonight. And my usual co-host, James, is probably going to kill me once he hears me ask this question. But I really want to know about the cat in your Facebook profile picture.
So I live in Northcote in Melbourne, and my friend Christopher is a photographer, and he came over one day just to hang out, and he was like, oh look, I have my really nice camera, let's go for a walk and take some photos. And then we went for a walk around the hood, and the one cat that we shot in that particular photo is like this really affectionate, I think it's like a Abyssinian cat or something. They're like really affectionate and lovely, but there's like five of these cats and they all look exactly the same, and it's actually like really creepy because they're so affectionate that you get like kind of spooked, because if you're patting them, they'll like try and like climb onto your head and like rub their bodies up against your face, and like they're like a little cult. A cat cult.
Yeah. Cat cartel.
Cat cartel. Yeah, so that's the story.
Yeah, better watch out. Probably one's rubbing up against your leg and the other one's picking your pocket.
Yeah.
Be careful there.
Totally. Oh, those sneaky things. That's where my keys went.
Yeah, exactly. It's a cat. All right. Let's maybe kick into a song. You've got a couple of songs that you're going to play for us, which is wonderful. What's this first song?
We're going to play a song called God is a Crown.
Excellent.
Yep.
All right. Keep tuning in. You're listening to 4ZZZ 102.1 FM, and you are hearing Jade Imagine live in the 4ZZZ studio.